Now for your entertainment, we would like to present the NASA wardrobe for weightlessness. Let's give these folks a big round of applause. Here they come.
So Desmond's wearing a type of clothes that we wear inside the space shuttle or space station when we're working and it's warm. He's got a Velcroed on pocket there that you can see that we stow all our tools and equipment in. The two most important things are the scissors.
That's what
we open our food containers with.
Are you allowed to
And he doesn't have it, but a spoon, which is the most important thing. That's how you eat.
At least it's got a stylish outfit on here. Jared, we'll go with this one too.
This would be the normal type of attire that we'd wear inside the space shuttle when we're working. A long pair of slacks that have pockets, but they're really fake pockets. Anything that you put in the pockets on orbit would normally float out because of the zero gravity. So we use the Velcrodon pocket that you saw Desmond have. And then some type of a shirt, this in case it's a rugby shirt, long sleeves rugby shirt.
What's David got going on here? Some sort of spin attire.
This is basically the same type of attire that you'd wear here on the ground if you're going bicycling. He has a pair of bicycle shoes, the type that clip into the pedal of the bicycle. And then just a regular pair of normal jogging shorts and a t-shirt.
Ben is wearing a liquid cooling garment. Amy's going to tell you about that one.
Yes, inside the spacesuits while you're waiting to launch, you can get pretty warm. So what happens is through these tubes that she's showing you now, the water flows, cool water flows, and keeps her nice and cool before launch. And it's worn under the orange suit that Jenny has on. Jenny's in an entry suit, and this is the orange suit you see them wear when they get into the shuttle and when they land. It contains survival gear as well as a pressure suit. The parachute's in the back as well as water, and you can see her glow sticks that help identify her if she were to have to bail out in the water.
Exactly. This is for an emergency during launch or landing where the space shuttle couldn't make it back to a runway. We would activate the parachute as we jump out of the ship, and this suit will protect you from the cold water that you may be bailing into.
And you'll have a life raft and everything there. You've also got the light sticks on the side, somebody can find you, right?
Correct. Well, we put water through the suit that we wear for launch and land. We actually rotate both water and air through the suit that we're wearing out in spacewalks.
So we send the air back through here, and what does that do?
The air washes out the carbon dioxide that we generate in the process of breathing. It's not a problem here on the ground, but it is inside of a closed spacesuit.
These are pads to protect you from the little hard the bearings inside the suit.
Right.
We're going to show you in a minute. Jerry, tell us about this too a little bit.
Well, you have the controls for the suit's basic functions up here. There's a mini computer here that monitors the systems, make sure everything's functioning okay. And if it isn't, it'll tell you about it. You can control your temperature here, the pressure in the suit, and all the things through the other switches.
Talk some about this. We can get a close-up of the front of the spacesuit there. See how the lettering is backwards? Anybody have any ideas why that might be backwards? It's because you have to look in a mirror. And there's the mirror right there. She has to look back in a mirror because she can't see those this way. So she looks in the mirror. And she can operate her controls.
And then this backpack, that's where your life support systems are. That's where you carry your oxygen, the batteries for all the systems on board, your radio, the system that takes the carbon dioxide out of the air.
And if the sun got really bright, what
would your eyes are down.
Oh, how cool
that's
is that?
That's your sunglasses.
Ooh, we have a new one. Ooh.